Eric Holder to decide on 2020 run in next few weeks. By Catherine Rodriguez on February 13, 2019. Former Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder announced Tuesday that he would decide on whether to enter the 2020 presidential race during the next few weeks. "I'm going to decide if I'm going to try to find that space within the next month or so," Holder told reporters shortly after he spoke at a voting rights event at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. "I'm going to sit down with my family very soon and decide whether or not this is something we're going to seek." When pressed about what the time frame for his decision would be, Holder said he would make his decision in several weeks. "I'd say closer to 3 than 4 weeks," he said. "In my own mind, I have some dates." Holder has teased running for president before, telling Stephen Colbert on an episode of The Late Show in July 2018 that he would decide on a 2020 bid sometime early next year. The former Obama Attorney General also broached the subject of launching a 2020 presidential bid at a February 2018 Christian Science Monitor breakfast. "I think I'll make a decision by the end of the year about whether or not there's another chapter," Holder said at the time. "We'll see." Should Holder mount a presidential bid in 2020, he may have to answer to some of the baggage that plagued him during his tenure as Attorney General. The House of Representatives held Holder in criminal and civil contempt of Congress in 2012 for failing to give Congress subpoenaed documents during the legislative chamber's investigation into Operation Fast and Furious, one of the Obama administration's most well-known scandals. The former Obama Attorney General was also responsible for selecting Vinita Gupta, a self-described critical race theorist, to lead the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department in 2014.